K1037 aims to bring Ottawa an informative, community-oriented, and diverse talk show to ensure a wide range of opinions. K1037 reserves the right to screen calls. Guests' opinions are not necessarily those of the radio station or its management. Now, Dede Wataran, all of us are talking on the Party Line Talk Show on K1037.
And a good afternoon and welcome to Dede Watarda, Party Line Talk Show. I'm your host, Luann Stacey. And as we're coming down to Election Day, we have our last three, six more candidates to go, three more today and three more tomorrow. But prior to getting to that, I'd like to get to Angus Montour, who's on the line to give us our weekly update. Hello, Angus.
Hi, Luann.
How's it going?
Well, considering everything is
we're counting down, Angus.
Everything is getting to the nitty gritty now.
Yeah.
I just like to remind Ganawage that the election Saturday is going to be from 9 o'clock to 6 p.m. And we hope to have results as quick as 11, but with these things, you never know. But what I'm going to try to do is throughout the evening is to come out and update the progress of the ballot counting and keep everybody informed instead of just coming out at one period of time and saying, well, the results are here. I'm going to try to give everyone an update throughout the evening.
Oh, that sounds good. At least it won't be as long, you know, especially people waiting outside to hear.
Yeah, at least they'll hear, well, maybe another couple of hours at least rather than no information at all. But.
Absolutely. Yeah. Any other updates, Angus?
No, there's nothing of significance yet. Of course, there's still 2 days left. We still have to hear the court decision from the other complaint appeal. We haven't heard anything yet. Maybe today, maybe tomorrow, I hope.
Okay, well, thank you for calling us, and good luck on Saturday, Angus.
Okay.
I'm sure everything will work smoothly.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, have a good afternoon.
Care.
Okay, Anna.
Anna.
Now joining me in studio is candidate Louis Stacey, and welcome to the show, Louis. How are you?
Good afternoon. Doing good, thank you. How are you?
Very good. So I guess you want to tell us a little bit about yourself and, you know, so people know who you are. I'm sure most people do know who you are, but, you know, just in case.
Well, you're right there. A lot of people do know who I am, but there are some who don't. So anyways, my name is Louis Stacey. I'm the eldest son of the late Peter Delbert Stacey, who also served this community as a police officer back in the early to late 70s, prior to the Ganawage Peacekeepers, being created. And my mother was the late Helen Patricia Messina, who was more commonly known in Ganawage as Tootsie Stacey.
I think everybody knew her.
yeah. Well, her accent
gave it
brought
away,
her
yeah.
a long way. I'm married to Donna Cross, and we have two children, Angela and Peter. And I was, I guess after high school, I joined the U.S. Navy. I served 4 years in the Navy, and after being honorably discharged, I returned to Ganawage. That was back in September of 1980. I worked a little stint over at John Abbott College doing security, and then I joined the International Iron Workers Union, where I've been a member now at Local 361 for 37 years. In July of 2010, I accepted a position with the Mohawk Council of Ganawage in the occupational safety and health field, and
that's it.
That's basically where I'm at now.
Okay.
Still working with the Mohawk Council.
Okay, so why are you seeking a position on council?
Well, as I stated, I've been working with the MCK for 8 years now, and I was hired originally as the Occupational Safety and Health Coordinator. That was starting off with the former Community Protection Unit, where we also, apart from occupational safety, we also, you know, addressed general community safety concerns. You know, I worked then and now with an excellent team of people. I couldn't have done what I've done in the past 8 years without the team that I worked with. So since the signing of the Ganawaga Quebec labor agreement, I took on an additional responsibility, if you will, to develop, and actually not myself, you know, again, I'm always going to refer to the team that I worked with, you know, because one thing that I am proud to say is that here in Ganawaga, we have very dedicated public service people. You know, when we tackle an issue, we commit ourselves to coming out with the positive end result. So we've created, since the signing of that agreement, we went from having no labor institutions, no labor, I guess, regulations or, you know, certification process or whatever, to having a very productive process in place now, where our counterparts in Quebec have actually agreed, and they're satisfied with the processes that we have in place, which also help our community, people in our community, not only get work in Ganawaga, but we have assisted community members in getting work in Quebec, across Canada, and across the United States. So with that, that's a good part. We also have roadblocks. Within our, you know, in Quebec, you know, in negotiations and dealings with Quebec, but also within our own administration, we have roadblocks in the areas of justice, legislative roadblocks, and operational roadblocks that stop us from progressing further at in a more timely fashion, if you will. You know, and that's one of the reasons why I've decided to run for a seat on the council, because I feel that with my past experience working within the administration, my attempts to get certain things changed, I think I could be more effective in getting change if I'm actually at the council table.
Okay. Let me ask you, what are some of the issues that you feel need to be dealt with immediately in the community? And there's a number of them, so I'll let you pick which ones.
I'm going to start off by saying the Council of Chiefs, they must place more focus on building and regaining the confidence of the people that it serves. I think a good start would be to further, or, you know, put in the forefront exactly what transparency and confidentiality means to the elected officials that are at that council table. I mentioned not long ago that I feel that within the administration we have selective transparency and selective confidentiality that occurs. And that is not it's not healthy for the community, and it's also damaging to the council administration as a whole. Because it reduces, it contributes to reducing the trust of the people that we serve.
Okay. Any other issues that you feel need to be dealt with immediately?
Our Justice Act was recently enacted, and there's nowhere to go with it. You know, we enact laws that wind up in the on the shelf. We have to not completely stop all other interests, but we have to put more focus on getting our Justice Act, our justice system in place and recognized by our counterpart governments, both federal and provincial. With the absence of a legitimate justice system in Ganawaga, it's virtually impossible for us to accomplish political, economic, and social autonomy. So that's very important to me, that you know, that we get our justice system recognized, up and running, sooner rather than later.
Okay. Any other issues?
The other ones are, I guess, probably all areas within our community are equally important to the people. But I would like to focus, apart from the judicial and legislative processes, lands issues. I had the opportunity to meet with Melanie Gilbert today, who I feel she impressed me. She's doing an outstanding job, and she opened my eyes to areas of land issues that I, you know, had a brief idea about, but you know, she gave me a more detailed understanding. You know, so landlocked parcels of land, we discussed that, mm-hmm. and you know, although it's an issue, it's more so of a landholder responsibility to come forward and get the assistance that they need from the administration to be able to, you know, release or allow people access to their lands. Our control of lands is very important to us all, that we have complete control apart from Indian Affairs or INAC or whatever name that they have of the day.
They
change names so often.
I know. I guess.
And also land designations and usage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, you know, no matter how we want to look at it, land is very scarce. And we have to use it to the best of everyone's interest and, you know, make the best use of it.
Okay, so why should people vote for you in the upcoming election on Saturday?
Well, my record has proven, I believe, that I have, and I'm always willing to help people from our community wherever I can. If I have the experience in the area, if I know where they could get help, I'm willing to help out people. And should the people of Ganawaga entrust me enough to faithfully represent their needs and not my wants, in the best interest of all Ganawaga Ono, I can assure them that I will hold that stewardship in the very highest of esteem.
Okay. a lot of questions. I guess the next question is with regards to a vision, where do you see the community in the next 5-10 years?
Well, I'm hoping that sooner, and I'm going to go with 5 years.
Okay.
And we'll take 10 as the ladder. I'm hoping that we will use our collective wisdom in a positive fashion and rebuild the peace, unity, and strength that we once had by encouraging respect towards each other. And we've recently, this past Saturday, actually at a meeting in Jawarodu, we discussed this very same issue.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason, and there's a variety of them, we always say that we're respectful people, that we protect Mother Earth and we protect nature and we look out for each other, we have each other's back. But in reality, we lost a lot of that respect.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
we have to find ways to bring that back. And it could be in a, you know, a variety of different ways, but you know, one way that it happens one time a year,
mm-hmm,
is at the powwow.
Yeah,
you know, at the powwow, it seems to change people's attitude towards each other, where we somehow become a lot closer than we are in everyday life, you know. So that's one area that we should put priority on.
Okay. You have about a minute left. Any other thoughts or ideas to pitch to the community?
Well, I just think that we should, you know, as a team, and, you know, being led by, you know, all our leaders in the community, whether it's the Mohawk Council of Ganawage leaders or the traditional leaders or the spiritual leaders, and the people ourselves, we have to collectively move in a positive, expedient fashion, as, you know, expedient as possible. We have to get rid of that Indian Act. We cannot just keep talking about it. We have to get rid of it. And it, you know, it's not as hard as it may seem. The government makes it hard for us.
Absolutely.
You know? So, other than that, you know, I wish the community, the voting, you know, community in Ganawage, come out there on Saturday, vote for, you know, the people who you think that will do the best job for this community and serve the people to the best of their ability. I am obviously one who believes that I can be a positive role model for this community. And, you know, cast your vote for who you believe will do the best job.
Well, thank you so much for coming in, and good luck in the election on Saturday.
Thank you very much.
Okay, we'll take a break and we'll be right back.